Okay, we're on Yudomid Beis. Omer Av Tachlifa Bar Avimai Omer Shmuel. Hayoshin Bekilo Orom. Person is sleeping under a canopy in a bed. The kila is again the least oel. It's not kavua, and it could be 10 tefachim, and it doesn't have a roof. Comes down at on a slant. The kore kriyashma, and he wants to read kriyashma. Motzi rosh hayoshim bekila orum motzi rosh shochutz lekila v'kore kriyashma. So he's allowed to take his head out of he's naked, so he can't say kriyashma. He has to separate between his head and the rest of his body. So he can put his head outside the kila and read kriyashma. And we don't say that his head now goes after where the rest of his body is, but there's a separation between them. So that's what you see, that the kila has a din of an oel, that it separates between his head and the body. This is not lahalocha, because we hold, the Rashi mentions it right away, that libo roes ha'erva is a problem. It's a problem with your heart being in the same place as your erva. You have to separate between your heart and your erva, not just your head and your erva. But this Mandi Omer holds that libo roes ha'erva is not a problem. As long as your head is separated from your erva, you could say kriyashma. Mara says, hachamai eskinen kishigavo asora. Talking with the kila is 10 tefachim high, and therefore it's what's so called considered an ohel, even though it doesn't have a gag. Hachinam mistabra midiktani seifa halamaz edom mila omid bavayis arum shelo yotzi rosh chutz lechalom the yikra kriyashma shema mina. Let's see the Rashi. The kore kriyashma the kivan delav ohelu, since just the opposite, since it's not an ohel. Lo amrin lamakum sharubo sham rosho nizrak. There's a separation between his head and the body. But if the kilo would be considered an ohel, right, then his whole body is in a separate makum. And then the head is nigrer after where most of your body is. So that it would be considered like they're in the same place. But since the kilo, right, is not considered an ohel, so in the Mela, there's just a separation between your head and your body. But you can't say that your head is where your body is, because your body's not in a different place. But there's still a separation. So then, what's it called? The separation helps. And if that would be the case, that your head would go after where most of your body is, then it would be considered that your head and your erva is in the same place, and you're not allowed to say kriyashma when lo yira b'cha ervas dover. Elaharehu kamotzi rosho chutz l'chaluko. Right, it's mashma, like it's as if you're wearing a beged, and your head is separated from your body with your beged. So here the kila is like a beged, and you don't say that your head goes after where your body is, because your head and your body are basically in the same place, except there's a separation between them. That's good enough. And Tosus is the one who says lo chay shmul libo roes ha'erva, because if you have a beged on, right, it separates your head from the rest of your body, but you don't have a belt on, then lahalocha you can't say kriyashma. Because libo roes ha'erva, your heart and your erva are in the same place. There's nothing separating them. But this Mandi Omer holds, as long as your head and your erva are not in the same place, good enough. But if the kila would have a din of a ohel, then your whole body would be in a place, and your head would be nigrer after that place. And then the separation wouldn't be good enough. Samara says, and the proof to that is, that you can't stand in a house and put your head out the window and say kriyashma. Because since your body is in the house, right, your head is nigrer after the place where your body is, and the fact that it's outside the window doesn't help. But the kila is not a separate oil. Ubayis nami, afopisha ain govo asora, in the house, even if it's not 10 tefachim high. Right? So it's not a legitimate, what's it called, oil, kivan de kviya oalahu, since it's kavua, as a din of an oil. Right? It has a roof, it's kavua. Even though it's not 10 tefachim, it has 2 out of 3 bad things, it's considered an ohel. But the kila is not kavua, right? It doesn't have a roof. Therefore, what's it called? Even if it's 10 tefachim, still not considered an ohel. Okay. Zemora says, Hu delogara mikinophos, because we said before that there's 3 madregas. There's kinophos, which, what's it called, has a roof and is kavua, and even if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's considered an oel. And the bias is surely no less than kinofos, that if it doesn't have 10 tefachim but it has a roof and it's kavua, also is considered an oel. Hachi garsino bias nomi, I forgot the logo of asara, kiven de kviya havi ohala, the logorim mi kinofos, the hach milse shmaisa bapi nafshihu. The lotema bias kekila, the ilo gavoa lishtri lahotzi rosho chutz l'chalom. It is a separate halacha that you shouldn't think that the house is like a kila, and if it's what's it called less than 10 tefachim, it shouldn't be considered an oel. Kamash malah, no, it has a din of what's it called an oel, even if it's less than 10 tefachim. Loshan acher by Shmuel, Amri lo Amr Avihunam Shmuel, muter lishon bekilas chasonim besukah lefisha ein lo gag. The reason that you're allowed to sleep under a kila in a sukkah is because it doesn't have a gag. Afal pi shegavo asara. And if it doesn't have a gag, even if it's 10 tefachim high, it's still going to be okay. Where it says, meisvi hayoshin bekila besukkah liyotze dechavoso. Bryce says, you're not yotze if you sleep under a kila. Where it says, hach maskina b'sheish lo gag. It's talking about a kila that does have a gag of a tefach. So like we said, if it has tarti l'reyesa, it has a gag. The three things that could be bad is it's 10 tefachim high, it has a gag, and it's kavua. If any two of them exist, then you're not yotze. If only one of them exists, then you're yotze. Okay. Toshma, naklitin shnayin, the kinofos arba. Right? Naklitim are two, and that forms what's called a canopy, but it's kavua in the bed. It's not like a kilo, which is only temporary. So naklitin is kavua. It doesn't have a gag. It could be 10 tefachim. It could not be 10 tefachim. Okay. Kinofos is four. Four things. It definitely has a gag. It's kavua. Could be 10 tefachim. Could be not 10 tefachim. Piris al gabi kinofos psula. If you put a cover over the bed on kinofos, you can't sleep under that. It's possible. Al gabi naklitin kshera. Uvilvad shelo yu naklitin kvoi min amit asor tefachim. On top of naklitim, it's okay, as long as what's it called, it's not 10 tefachim above the bed. Hagavoy min amita asara psula. Afal pi she'ein lo gag. By naklitim, it's mashma, but it's fair. Naklitim is only, it doesn't have a gag. And still, what's it called, if it's not 10 tefachim, even though it has two things wrong, it's kavua and it's 10 tefachim high. But since it doesn't have a gag, it only has one mila. It's what's it called, it's kosher. What's it called? It's possible. Right. It's 10 tefachim high, even though it doesn't have a gag, it's possible. Where it says, Shani naklitin dekviye. No, naklitin, like we said, has a third reyesa that it's kavua. So Mara says, ikviye lahavi kikinofos. Right? If that's the case, then it shouldn't have to be 10 tefachim high. It should be like kinofos. And it's what's it called? Even if it's less than 10 tefachim high, it should be possible. So Mara says, no, legabi kinofos lo kviye. Lagabi kinofos naklitin are less kavua, so they're considered not kavua, so they don't have the chumra of kinofos. Lagabi kilo kviye, but lagabi a kilo, which is totally not kavua, the naklitin are more kavua, and therefore even if it doesn't have a gag, but it's 10 tefachim high, you're not yotzei. But kila, if it doesn't have a gag, even if it's 10 tefachim high, is okay, because it's not kavua. Rashi. Kilas chasonim eino kishar kila. Vein osim lo gag. Kilas chasonim does not have a gag. It's on a slant. V'hayi svivo samita v'gaga meshupa kishol naklitin. It's similar to naklitin, that it doesn't have a tefach of a gag. That's only possible if it's 10 tefachim high. But what's it called? But the naklitin is possible even less than 10 tefachim. Oh no, the naklitin would be possible less than 10 tefachim if it had a gag. But if it doesn't have a gag, it's kosher as long as it's not 10 tefachim. So Mar says, why? Lagabi kinofos lo kiviyeh. Lachshov kamosa lifsal af epachas miyod. But it's not as kavua as kinofos, which is possible even with less than 10 tefachim. Legabe kila kvi, but it's more kavua than a kila, Therefore, it's possible if it's 10 tefachim high, even though it doesn't have a gag. Because the mice of that much is considered kavua. A kila, even if what's it called, it's 10 tefachim high, right? But it, since it's not kavua, it's what's it called, without a gag, it's kosher. Doresh Rabba Barafuna, Mutter Lishon Bekila, Afo Pishesh Lagag, Afo Pishigavo Asora. Rabba Barafuna said, what's it called, that it's mutter to sleep in a kila, even though it only has one mile. It's not kavua. It has both chesronos. It has a gag, and it, what's it called, is 10 tefachim high. Still, what's it called, Rabba Barafuna said it's mutter. Gemara says, Keman Kerab Yehuda. This only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. He is the only one who holds that if it's 10 tefachim high and has a gag, since it's not kavua, you still could sleep under it. But l'maisa the halacha is not like that. The Omar lo osi oel aroy mevakel oel keva. Because he holds that since it's only an oel aroy, it's a kila, is only aroy, that chisor in itself, or that mila itself, is enough to save it. Because this oel is in a permanent oel, the sukkah. So the oel aroy can't be mevakel the oel kavua of the sukkah, and it's like it's not there. Even though it's 10 tefachim high, even though it has a roof. Disnan, Omer of Yehuda, Noagin ha'inu lishon tachas hamita mitvifnei askenim. Right, Rabbi Yehuda later on in Perek Hayoshin says we used to sleep under the bed, and the bed was 10 tefachim above the ground, and it had a roof. And since it wasn't kavua, they moved the bed around. It wasn't a kavua bed; it was a bed you could move around, especially a bed in the sukkah. So what's it called? Since it was only an oel kavua, it was mutter to sleep under the bed, but not everybody holds. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. Gemara says, "Vale malachah Rabbi Yehuda." Why didn't you say that? Malachah Rabbi Yehuda says, "Iyo malachah Rabbi Yehuda have yameinu hani mila mita legabo asuya. Maybe you need another mila. The mita is not made to make an oel on what's underneath. The mita is made to sleep on the top. Therefore, it doesn't have a din oel because it's not made to be an oel. It's made to sleep on top. The oel is just mamela. So maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda holds when the oel wasn't made for the sake of the oel and it's only aroy." Even if there's 10 tefachim and it has a roof, ain oel aroy mevatel oel keva. But if the oel would have been made for the sake of the oel, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would argue, right? Aval kila de letoch asuya, but therefore the case of kila, which is 10 tefachim high and has a roof, now it has a tefach roof, and it's made for the sake of what's underneath, the sake of an oel, even though it's aroy, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would disagree, would hold that it's possible. Eimalo. Kamash Malon, time of the Rabbi Yehuda, lo asi ola roi, mevatel ol keva, lo shno mita, lo shno kila. Kamash Malon, that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, even in a case where the ohel was made for the sake of what's underneath, since it's aroi, that's the only mila you need. You only need the mila of aroi, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't pass them like this. Okay. What? No, kinofis is kavua. It's not aroi. Okay. Right. Kreb Yehuda, the common meforish perik hayoshi. Noagim hayinu yishenim tachas hamita, the mita legabi sukkah oel aroyhu. Shemesalkin osa mimokon lemokon. You move the mita around. If the kinofos were what's it called on a bed that was moved around, be the same thing. The gabo asuya, lishkav al gaba, velo tachteho, lios lo oel. The bed, the board on the bed is not made to make an oel underneath. It's made to put a mattress on to sleep on top. Hilkach lav shem oel oleha. Therefore, I might think that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, doesn't have a shem oel. It wasn't made with shem oel. The time of lav mishum aroyu, el lav shmo oel. Aval kila the tocha suya, but a kila is made to serve what's underneath the roof. Ula oel, hilkach shem oel. Therefore, I might think that even though it's aroy, Rabbi Yehuda holds it has a shem oel. The afagav daroy, hulo mifka shmei. Kamash Malon Rabba, the time of Rabbi Yehuda, Hossam is because of the mile of Aroy. Only Aroy makes a difference, nothing else. Okay. Okay, and the nice of the halacha is that what's it called? That you need two milas to be able to be kosher. The chisronos are, it's kavua. And kavua doesn't mean like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can move the bed around. It means it's kavu on the bed. The ohel is in a matzav of kviyas. So kinofos and naklitin have that chisaron. They're both kavua. If it's 10 tfachim high, that's a chisaron. And if it has a gag of a tefach, it's a chisaron. Wherever you only have one of the chisronos, it's kosher. Wherever you have two of them, it's possible. So naklitin and kinofos are always going to be possible, right? If, well, the kinofos is always going to be possible no matter what. It has a gag, and it's kavua. So it doesn't make a difference if it's 10 tfachim or not. The naklitin is going to depend. If it has a gag, then it's possible even if it's not 10 tfachim, because it has two chisronos. It's kavua and it has a gag. If it, what's it called, is 10 tfachim high, but it doesn't have a gag, it's also going to be possible, because there's two chisronos, it's 10 tfachim high. So the naklitim are only going to be kosher if it's not 10 tfachim high and it doesn't have a roof. Then the only chisaron has is kavua. And a kila is not kavua. So then it has to be both 10 tfachim high and have a roof to be possible. But if either of those is missing, since it's not kavua, it only has one chisaron, and that then it's kosher.
We said the materials of reshet and lovet, then none of this is a problem?
Right. It's not, right. Lovet doesn't make it awesome. Right. Okay, hidlo aleos hagefen, v'yes haglas, v'yes hakisus, v'sichich al gaba psula. If you put a vine that's connected to the ground, or a galas, or a kisus, these are all vegetables that grow on trellises. So you put it on a trellis on top of the sukkah, and you made that the schach. And you put the schach on top of it, and like we said, either you have a real good schach on top. And the reason it's possible, according to some Rishonim, is because before you put the schach on top, you had this there. So it was made the psul l'chatchila. According to others, even if you put this after the schach, but it's mevatel, the good schach. Right? But if you have, what's it called, according to third Rishonim, if you put it afterwards and there's good schach, then it doesn't passel anything. If you have 100% good schach without these things can't mevatel the schach. But in the case where it wouldn't be good, you don't have a good schach by itself, right? According to those who showed it, or you what's it called? You put it on what's it called before, according to those other who showed it. But there's more schach than vines or whatever, so it's bottle, it's mixed in, and it's bottle of barov. Or you cut them, so they're not possible anymore. Kshever. Then the sukkah is kosher. Zeh klal, kol shemakabel tuma ve'en gedula min ha'aretz, ein mesachin bo. Anything that's makabel tuma, or it doesn't grow from the ground, that's pasul schach. This, since it's connected to the ground, is what's it called, even though it's not makabel tuma, that's connected to the ground, it's not, what's it called, it's not good for schach. V'chol dover she'en makabel tuma ve'en gedula min ha'aretz mesachin bo. Something that's not makabel tuma, and it grows from the ground, is good schach. Okay. Hidla hitrilis, a trellis. Kisus is irovahu nidla kegethin. It's some kind of vine that you can put on a trellis. Psula shei mesach mechuber. Right, you can't use mechuber. L'chor, why not? It grows from the ground. It's not makabel tuma. Since it's mechuber l'karka, sure it's not makabel tuma. Even peiros are not makabel tuma in the mechuber l'karka. Why? Domar mar ba'os b'chom igorn chom ikvecha b'psoles gorin v'yekav akos medabe. So Rashi says, Mechubar is a third psul. It has to be psoles gorin v'yekiv. What you have after you have the threshing floor and the what's it called, you're making the wine, after the things are separated from the ground, you already process them, the refuse, the straw, whatever that you could use for sukkah. But not something that's connected to the ground. Yosef Rav Yosef Kameda Rav Huna. But if you have a lot of schach, more than the vine, then and they're all mixed together, then it's mavatlit. If after you put them on the sukkah, connected, you cut them, we don't say since it was on the sukkah to begin with, the psul, that it's possible, it now becomes kosher. Zaklau, Bigmara Yolif, well the Gemara learned where we know that you need schach that's gedulo min ha'aretz and not makabel tuma. The ain gedulo min ha'aretz, something that doesn't grow from the ground, can go in oros behema, can't use hides, V'afilu lo mekabli tuma, kigon shemechusor in melacha. A hide is only mekabel tuma when you finish it off. But raw hides are not mekabel tuma, still they don't grow from the ground. So they're possible for schach. Yosef Rav Yosef Kamed Rav Hunda, V'yosef the ka'omar, Oshet Kotsang Shera. V'omar Rav, Tzorech Linaneya. Right, that which it says in the Mishnah, if you cut it, it's kosher. It's not kosher if you just cut it. You have to pick it up and move it around. Why? Because otherwise it's tasav, lo min ha'asid. When you put it on the sukkah, it was put on the psul. Now you just cut it. The cutting, right, doesn't now, makes it kosher automatically. So that's tasav, lo min ha'asid. So you have to pick it up and put it down. Now you did a maisa of putting the schach on the sukkah. The Yosef Rav Yosef Ka'omar Hachi. Hodisnan, Osha Kotsan Shera, Omar Rav Allah, Noi de Ain Tzorich Lazul, the Sos Rakulim, take the whole sukkah part. Avot Tzorich Ludan, Neyak Tsas, Osam Shehus Rechubim Mechubber. You have to pick up some of them and make a Maisa in some of them. La Acher Ktisosan, the Havilu Hak Asiya. Now that's called the Asiya. And now you're doing the Asiya of the Kashras. But the Chatchila, you did the Asiya of the Psul. And now you did something that turned that Asiya into something okay. That's tasav alom in ha'asi. The ilo psulim ishum tasav alom in ha'asi. The hachi mashma sukkas tasa. Shata osa osa teiru ila sukkah. When you make it, it should be kosher. Don't make it possible and then do something that will retroactively make it kosher. The lo min ha'asi b'psul she'eno roi la sukkah. The atom is sakno b'tikun muat ki hai. The machshala b'tisa v'lo hadr sasarla. Right? Umiyu ni'anua kar of l'stirahu. Moving it is good enough. You pick up each piece that you cut, and that's a new asiyah, that's okay. Omer le Rav Huna ha-Shmuel Omer. So Rav Huna said to Rav Yosef, Rav never said that, Shmuel said it. Adrinu Rav Yosef va-peis. Rav Yosef got insulted, right, that he was corrected, that it was Shmuel who said it, and not Rav. V'omar le, atuk mika amino lechadlo. Amra Shmuel. I never said Shmuel didn't say it. I just said Rav said it. Amra Rav, Amra Shmuel. Right? What are you telling me? Shmuel said it. I told you Rav said it. I didn't say Shmuel didn't say it. I just said that Rav said it. So maybe Shmuel could have said it too, but I'm telling you Rav said it. Right? What are you arguing with me? Amra le Rafuna, hochi kamin lecha. So Rafuna said, no, I'm telling you the following. The Shmuel Amra velo Rav. I'm not saying that Shmuel also said it. Right, and therefore, it's no contradiction to you. You didn't say Shmuel didn't say it. I'm telling you, Rav didn't say it. Right? The Rav Achshurei Machshir. I'm telling you, Rav said it's kosher. You don't have to move it. The cutting is a Maisa. Cutting it is a Maisa. You don't have to pick it up. The cutting is also a Maisa. Ki hodar Rav Amram Chasida. And where do you see that cutting can be considered a Maisa? By Tzitzis. Tzitzis also has to be V'osu V'hem Tzitzis. Has to be a Maisa. Can't be Tasa V'lo Min Ha'osri. And yet, the following case, Amram Chasida, Roma Tchel to Leprusma the Inchi Besi. Amram Chasida put tzitzis on the clothing of his wife. Because he held that tzitzis is a mitzvah sase she'ein hazman groma, that Lila is also chayiv in tzitzis. It's machlokas. And since Lila is chayiv in tzitzis, right, day and night, it's a mitzvah sase she'ein hazman groma, and women are chayiv to wear tzitzis. So he put tzitzis in his wife's clothing. It's long, but he put him in the following way. Tlon velo pasik rosh echut in shalohen. He put him in and he didn't cut. They were all one string and he just, what's it called, folded it over, put it through the hole, and then he cut it to make it into separate strings. So when he put it in, it was only one string, folded over. He made four strings out of it by cutting it after it was already in the beged. So the chora, that was tasa velo min ha'asu. Because he put it in, it was puzzle. It was only one string. And then by cutting it, he made it into four strings. So when it was put into the beged, it was no good. That's tasav alom and osri. Right? Also the kamed Rav Chiya Barashi, Omer le, hochi Omer Rav, mefaskon dehenk sherin. So you came to ask a shayla whether it was kosher. He had to do it all over again and take him out and put him back in. And he came to Rav Chiya Barashi, and Rav Chiya Barashi said, Rav said that as long as you cut them, it's kosher. The cutting is considered a maisa. Same thing over here. The cutting of the pasul schach is considered a maisa that now it's not tasav alom in ha'asi. Alma psikosan zu ha'asiyosan. Hachinami ktsisosan zu ha'asiyosan. Same thing over here. Cutting it is considered a maisa. Rashi. Adrinu Rav Yosef le'apei bekas. Rav Yosef got angry because Rav Huna corrected him and said that Shmuel said it when he said that Rav said it. And he told him, what's it called anyway? What you're saying is irrelevant, because I never said Shmuel didn't say it. I just said that Rav said it. She said, no, I'm telling you Rav didn't say it. I told only Shmuel said it. Achshurei ma'achshur baloni yanua. Rav holds its kosher even if you don't move anything. The kesover k'tisosa zuhi gemara siyosa. Cutting it is considered a ma'aser. The hechi domi tasav lomenosi. So where's the case of tasav lomenosi? Where you didn't do any ma'aser. Kigon hachotei begodish lasos lo sukkah. You have a big pile of grain, right, or straw, pile of straw, okay, a solid pile of straw, and you hollow out the middle to make a sukkah. So there you didn't do anything on the schach. You didn't do any mice at all. The mice you did was in the inside of the sukkah, not in the schach. The chagas sukkah's tashaloch is not going on the walls. It's going on the schach. You have to do a mice in the schach. You didn't do any mice. The schach remained completely the way it was. The only ma'aser you did was to hollow out a space in the middle. Shasichu chi me'elov, the schach came by itself. There ain't no geabo lasso shum ma'aser. You're not touching the schach to do any ma'aser. Ela poches achas mitfonosov, v'nichnas la'omko. You open one side, hollow it out, and now you have an automatic sukkah. Right? V'notel ha'omrim u'mashlich u'mashlich, v'asukkah nasas me'eleva. Yeah, the sukkah made automatically without ever touching the schach. Defonosel the schach. Now the walls and the schach become automatic. Aval zeshe kitzon zehu maisa shelo nigmar behechsher. Shelo shenigmar behechsher. But where you cut it, you did some maisa on the schach. Cutting it is a maisa. Even though it's a maisa muad, it's a small maisa, that's enough to be considered not tasav lomenosi. Where do we see the same idea? By the trelis. Roma trel to hitl tzitzis leprus madin shibesi letalis ishto getsover lailas man tzitzisu ureisim also pratlik susuma. And when it says ureisim also, it doesn't exclude night, it excludes a blind person. Avoksus laila chayev. We don't hold like this. Vahavik mitzvah saseh shalo hazman groma v'noshim chayovos. And we paskin that it's a mitzvah saseh shahazman groma and lailas potter. This machlok is what that means. Are all begodim potter at laila. Or all the godim of Lila are potter all the time. That's a shayla. That's a machlokis. What Lila is potter? We hold Lila is potter. Whatever it is, whether it's big day Lila or potter, still a mitzvah seisha has man grama, because even though the mitzvah applies all the time by daytime clothing, but night makes the clothing nighttime clothing. So the zman limits the mitzvah. The zman of Lila creates nighttime clothing, and nighttime clothing are potter. Mela women are potter. Tzlon with tzitzios bekanfos atalis. He put the tzitzis into the beged, into the hole on the corner. Chut echad kofel dalid. The tochlo beknath voldenu chut echad. He took one string, folded it over four times, so it looks like four strings, but it's still connected. And then the harihen shmonek folin. And it came out four. What's it called? He went around four, made it four times, put it through the thing, now you have four on each side. Well, posek rosh in shalem, and then he cut the heads where it was connected, and now he has eight strings, right, in the four strings, eight to four on each side, right, in the beged. The nas in shmon echutim. Rav Amram shochach v'lo poskon ad sho'osek kol agedilin v'kishreyim. Now Rashi learns the problem was that he made all of the knots before he realized that he didn't cut them. So the entire tzitzis was made. There was no more asiyah to do. Masha from Rashi, that even if he made most of the knots, but there was still another knot to make, it would be good. And even though one knot is what's ma'akev min haTorah, but as long as you made some asiyah in the tzitzis, good enough. Others hold no. As long as he made the first knot, which is what all the minimum from the Torah, it's farfala. Because all the other asiyahs is not necessary. The nimtzis asuyim b'psul, the ein bo elechut echot. He came to Rabbi Barashi to ask him the shaila. So Rabbi Barashi told him, Rav said it's okay. So just like Rav would say it's okay in that case, Rav would hold it's okay in the case of the schach also. The sover Shmuel lo amrin psikosans we hasiyosa. Shmuel holds that it's not good, that cutting is not considered a maisa, and by the schach, therefore, if you just cut it and didn't pick it up, it's no good. But Tani Shmuel mishum Rabbi Hitul shnei kronos of asachas, another case of tzitzis. you put a long chut into two corners at the same time. So you wanted to put them in at the same time into two corners, and it was all connected together. And then you cut them. V'acharkach pasak rashi chut in shulahem ksherim. Right? Skashim. So the chara, what's it called? You see that Shmuel holds the same thing. Even though when you put it in, it was pasul, because it was all one thing into two corners, right? But what's it called? If you cut it afterwards, okay. Doesn't matter, you don't have to take it out and put it back in. My lav shekosher v'yachakach posek. Isn't it talking even where you tied all the knots on both sides and you only separated them afterwards, right? And it's hard for me to understand how you can tie all the knots when they're still connected, but in any case, vice versa, you could do it. Mara says, lo sheposek v'yachakach kosher. No, it's talking where you cut it before you made the knots. So now the asiya is what's it called? The making of the knots. That's called an asiya. Rashi. Hitul lebeis kronos v'asacha. Sha'asa arba kfalim aruchim. Right? You made four folds. One string. Long string. Shtei tzitzios. Kashir state. And you made this as long as two tzitzis should be. The tochev rosho echa b'knafzeh. You put one end into one corner of the baget. You put the other one in the hole in the other bag. So this long string, right, that's not cut. The kofaf haroshin ad shigia zelazel emtza arka. And you then folded it over, so now you have in two things together the tzitzis. And if you'll cut them apart, then you'll have two tzitzis separated. Mailav kosher osak deal bezu bezu v'yachrak posak and tzov v'nasishtayim. Isn't it talking where he made all the knots, right? Or according to some Rishonim, at least he made the first knot before he separated it. So it was tasav alomino asui, except for the separating. And that's called good. And that's Shmuel. The afabi shenasu lepsul, the kula kovim shenitzka chud echadu. Before you cut it, it's all one chut. It's not kosher. It only became four chutim in two things when you cut it. Here it's even worse than the first case. Here there's two things wrong with it. It wasn't caught, and it was in two things together. And still, it's okay. Shemar says, no, it's talking where you made the ksharim only after you cut it. So now you made the asiya b'kashrus. Shemar says, posik v'achra kosher maila meimer, so what's the chiddush? What's the havamina? Of course it's kosher, right? Mao de seima, bo'inon, knath v'shas psil, v'leko kamash malon. I might think that Rashi says the Bishasha Posla, with the time when you put it into the beged, Shetolabo Absulim Bo'in Knath Echad Loshlan. There's a special halacha, I might think, that it says Hakonoth. You can only put the tzitzis into one, what's it called, one corner at a time. Not because of Tassel Manosli. It's a new halacha. You can't put the tzitzis into two kanfas at the same time. One is enough. One is allowed. Right? Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Right? Kamash Malon, that you don't, there's no such halacha. You could put it into two at the same time, as long as afterwards you'll make a maisa before you make each one separately.